All right, another question came in about L plates. Now, this is the perception of this caller. They were out and about in Letterkenny, just to shorten it a little bit. They spotted loads of cars, six cars, I think, with L plates up, and then they concluded that because the drivers were young, that they must be the unaccompanied L driver. Now, we don't know if that's the case, because there could be twins. You know, one's L driver and the other's fully qualified, but then you'd expect to see an N on the car as well, of course, right, perhaps, dependent on their age. But anyway, what is the situation with drivers on a learner permit? Their car is in their name, it's fully taxed, it's fully insured, but they have to have a fully licensed driver on board with them at all times. Is that the case?
They do. And we want to remind all learner drivers who are tuned in this morning, or perhaps maybe parents out there who have a young person in their house who is a learner permit holder, they have to be, by law, they have to be accompanied by a qualified driver at all times while driving. And the Clancy Amendment, you're probably, we've discussed the Clancy Amendment before, so it's now 4 years, over 4 years in December, actually, since the Clancy Amendment was introduced. It was introduced to improve safety on the roads by providing us, the guards, with an additional power to seize vehicles from learner drivers who are detected driving a vehicle while unaccompanied by a qualified driver. So under the Clancy provision, learner or unlicensed drivers who choose to ignore this legislation, they will have their car seized. Their cars are
being
seized.
That's not discretionary. The car will be seized.
No, the car will be seized, and the cars are being seized. I know from talking to especially the roads policing unit, these cars are being seized on quite a regular basis. But just something for people to be aware of also, owners of vehicles, again, I'm picking on the parents, but you know, a parent or whoever owns the car, if they willingly allow a learner driver to go out, they're well aware that they're going off out on the road today with their L plate, they're not accompanied. If they're aware of that fact, that person can face prosecution, the owner of the vehicle, and the vehicle will be seized also. So, and they are regularly seized, you know.
When you say seized, just can they be released? Is a payment made to release the vehicle, or are they gone?
Oh, no, they can be released, but it will be the owner of the vehicle.
Understood.
You know, they would have to pay a seizure release fee then.
No problem.
When the car is seized, there's a fee that has to be paid when it's seized, but each day then that the car is in our possession, there's an additional fee per day as well. So also the driver, the learner driver, they would get a fixed penalty notice also. So they would face a fine of €80 and they would receive two penalty points, which wouldn't be good. If you're a learner driver, you want to avoid getting penalty points at all costs. You know, well, everybody wants to avoid getting penalty points, but starting out in your driving career, you certainly don't want to be letting them mount up. So the learner driver is only covered by their insurance company if it states so in the terms of their insurance. So when a learner driver stopped, they're asked, same as everybody else, you know, they're given the 10 days to produce their insurance cert. The terms of that insurance policy then will be read in detail by whichever guard stopped them at the roadside. So that's something they should be aware of. So just look at really what we want to learner drivers today. Please don't go out driving unaccompanied. Owners of cars also, something that people may not have been aware of, you know, they can face prosecution if they allow their young person out on the roads. Just one other thing, I hadn't got it here in the notes, but just for people who are the holder of a learner permit, just something for them to be aware of. If you're only covered to drive on a learner permit in the jurisdiction from which that permit was issued. So, you know, somebody residing in Donegal, their permit was issued here in Letterkenny or in Donegal, that won't cover them outside that jurisdiction to drive as a learner driver.
Outside the Republic?
Yeah, and it's the same. If it's issued in Northern Ireland, you know, they won't be covered then on this side. It's just something maybe people weren't aware of, and it's something for them to be aware of as well.
So even accompanied, they couldn't go into Derry?
No, not a learner driver. No, their permit's only valid in the jurisdiction.
Not just to clarify, even accompanied, that is the case. All right, that's very, very interesting. Just look.